This is WFYI News Now. It's December 7th, and I'm Darian Benson. Later in the show, an Indianapolis program has reopened what the city says will help communities build their infrastructure dream projects.
These new efforts will champion equitable access to our safer streets.
That's coming up. But first, these headlines. Hoosiers are one step closer to finding out whether Indiana's abortion ban illegally clashes with the state's religious freedom guarantees. Attorneys for the state and a group of anonymous women argued over abortion and the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA, before a panel of appeals court judges yesterday. RFRA is a legal test. It says a state law can only substantially burden a person's exercise of their religious beliefs if the law is advancing a compelling interest and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Appeals court judges repeatedly asked Indiana Solicitor General James Barta how the state can have a compelling interest to ban abortion when it has exceptions to that ban, like for cases of rape or incest.
If this court looks more broadly to federal cases applying it, none of the cases have said simply because there's an exception, the state doesn't have a compelling interest.
ACLU of Indiana legal director Ken Falk, representing the anonymous women, was asked whether their religious exercise was really being burdened when none of the women are pregnant or seeking abortions.
It's the change in their sexual behavior. They have taken steps today solely because of the statute, solely because of their religious beliefs.
There is no timetable for the appeals court decision, and any ruling will almost certainly be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Half the country is now in a slightly warmer hardiness zone than they were a decade ago. These zones show an average of the coldest temperature on the coldest night every year for the past 30 years. Rebecca Thiel reports the updated hardiness zone map from the U.S. Department of Agriculture can help Hoosiers know what plants are likely to survive the winter in their area.
Most of the northern half of the state moved from Zone 5B to 6A, and some of the southwest corner of the state is in a brand new, warmer zone for Indiana. Joellen Myers-Sharp, also known as the Hoosier Gardener, has been writing about gardening in the state for about 30 years. She says experienced gardeners have already noticed those lows aren't as cold as they used to be. All the map does is give more people a license to experiment. Myers-Sharp planted some cannas this year, large tropical-looking plants with big leaves, often with red or yellow flowers.
I'm going to dump some leaves on them and see if they come back next year, because they really aren't hardy here.
But if you're not the gambling type, Purdue University experts recommend planting for a zone colder than where you are. And while you could try planting a little earlier, there's no guarantee temperatures won't get down low enough to kill some plants. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Indiana Department of Education says too many third graders who fail a statewide reading test are advancing to fourth grade. Kirsten Adair reports that IDOE is working on a new data visualization tool that shows where students are struggling the most.
Nearly one in five third graders in Indiana lack key literacy skills, and state education officials say average scores for the state's reading test, the iRead 3, are declining. Data from the IDOE shows that over the past few years, more than 96% of third graders who failed iRead 3 advanced to fourth grade. Secretary of Education Katie Jenner says not passing iRead 3 has a profound impact on students' education.
If a child moves forward not passing iRead 3, they will likely never pass iLearn.
The IDOE previewed a tool officials say will help educators and lawmakers track progress as the state works to boost reading scores. It includes a map that shows iRead 3 trends and tracks how many students progress to fourth grade after failing the test. Jenner says the tool will soon be available to educators and parents. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.
And for our final story today, an Indianapolis program the city says will help communities build their infrastructure dream projects has reopened. Jill Sheridan reports that sidewalks, trails, and road improvements could benefit from a city program that matches funds.
The Indianapolis Neighborhood Infrastructure Partnership has opened applications from local organizations. The announcement was made on the Near North Side this week, where construction for a new multi-use path is underway that will connect existing trails with the new IU Health campus. The infrastructure idea was presented by IU Health and the Near North Development Corporation. The city will match project costs. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett says the initiative will continue in 2024.
Maintaining this 50-50 funding method, these new efforts will champion equitable access to our safer streets.
Nearly $13 million in project funding has been awarded since the effort was first announced in 2017. The initiative is part of the city's community-powered infrastructure program, which will also support tactical urbanism and art in the right-of-way programs that open in the spring. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Drew Dodlin, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And follow WFYI on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to check in on our newsroom throughout the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.